Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Get up under a church where you just started to believe. Somebody say, you've been brainwashed. No, I've been mind renewed. I like it that way. Somebody say, amen. I'd rather think about Jesus and what he can do than have my mind polluted. It's okay to have your mind polluted with pornography in this world. It's okay to have your mind polluted with racism and all the mess in the world. It's okay to think about those things. But when you think about Jesus, they say you're brainwashed. No, my mind has been renewed with the word of God. I believe God. I believe God. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Why? Because I am the bread. Someone say, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are what? Dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and do what? If you eat the bread that only Jesus can give, you just eat Jesus. You eat the word of God. Somebody say, have your full. You will not die. You'll do more than not die. You'll start to live in Christ Jesus. You'll experience supernatural kind of life. Things will come alive in you you didn't even know was there. Things will start to taste better. Flowers will start to smell better. The sky will get a little bit bluer. Why? You believe God. I am the bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And that the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Say, you'll die unless you eat the bread which comes from heaven. Hallelujah. He is the only refuge. He is the rock. He is the strong tower from the enemy. He's the refuge from the storm. You have to come in behind the blood. Get behind Jesus. Let God protect you. Let God keep you. That's the only way that you'll be able to live. And you'll have that life more abundantly. Hallelujah.